Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Latasia Renee, and you're tuning in to Rose Gold and Magnolia. Hey y'all, it's been a long day, but I'm hoping that everybody succeed and was successful with all of their daily activities today. And I hope today was positive for y'all. You know, sometimes we'll go throughout the day with positivity, even, you know, something might like shake it up a little bit, but even despite that, y'all, even if you go through a rocky start of the day, go within yourself, meditate, pray, woosah, because I know sometimes it's hard to release a negative moment. And they always, like I always say, like, try to stay in the present. It's so hard, but it's so detrimental and beneficial. This healing process, healing journey that we're on, it's not easy, but you will succeed. Today was a good and very productive day. I was invited out to this new place one of my cousins go to work out and stuff like that, and it was super dope. So out, despite me trying to get some rest and recharging and stuff like that, because I was a little under the weather today, I was able to get some sunlight. So that's a big thing to me. If you're sad, you're going through something, you're depressed, you're trying to get over a breakup or you lost a job, or, you know, you just had a rough day, try to go tap into nature or do something you like, entertain some good friends or listen to music, something that's going to vibrate your energy or ignite your energy, bring you to a positive state. Allow something to build your energy up, because it will help. I want to take this time to tribute or make light and spread the awareness of what happened in Haiti. A young friend of mine is out there. He's an artist. Go by Young_Haiti or Young J. And I've gotten some information about what has occurred. So, as we all know, if you're not familiar with the news of what's going on in those countries, Haiti was affected by an earthquake, which caused a lot of damage. The most vulnerable departments are the South and Grand Anse. I hope I'm saying this right. About 80% of the houses were destroyed and cracked. The ones that were most affected was Pastel, Bayamont, Corel, the city, Les Cayes, Jimmy. Those are the towns that are that were affected in those areas. And a lot of people don't have any homes to live in anymore. A lot of the people out there need help with food, hygiene, paper, soap, drinking water. So, I'm trying to get some information on where you can. Maybe there's a hotline or, you know how they have, not Red Cross, American Red Cross, but they have hotlines. If you know anyone that's from out there that can give you those resources, like banks, where you can contribute money to help with those important things that they need to survive. They need tents. They need people to keep spreading this awareness, because there's people out there that really need quick. Then he helps quick as possible, because the situation is getting worse. A lot of those regions have a lot of storms, so now that it's been affected by the earthquake, the inhabitants are, or the people there are, sleeping in the rain. So they need protective, like, tents or places to cover them, a roof, so they can be safe and not impacted by the storm that's out there, or the storms that may affect the town. If you want to go on Facebook, you can research Young J. Reach out to him. If you know any, if you have family members in Haiti, try to get some information where you can reach out to someone. I don't know the information on the resources. I'm trying to get it now, but these are the words that are coming from a friend of mine of what's really gone, what's going on out there. So it's very crucial. If you have family out there, I send my condolences because it's really bad. And I'm going to try to do this as much as I can to help support and spread the awareness of what's going on or spread the word. Because a lot of times I like to research and look at some things, and I come across these situations that occur in these countries, and a lot of times we don't think we're able to help, but we can contribute a lot in a lot of ways. So you can research any resource hotlines or banks or facilities that are contributed to send some monetary gifts or supplies to those countries that in those towns that were affected in Haiti. So please, if you don't know now, you know now. If you can be of help, I advise you, I encourage you to be bigger than you and be of good service, be of good help, and try to contribute those things. So they're in need of food, hygiene, water, hygienic stuff, like paper towels, tissue, soap, drinking water, supplies, any supplies, y'all. So look into that as soon as you can. Again, you can reach out to my friend out there. He's an artist, goes by the name of Young Jay. He may have more information for you guys if you are concerned and considering helping and contributing to the cause. So let's take a moment of silence for Haiti. So yeah, I send my love and I send my condolences out to the country, and I hope that God shed his light on you guys and you guys get up and running. You know, Haiti has a very great legendary history. If you don't know, look into it. So we want to honor them in a way where we can share some light and love. So please do that if you haven't already. All right, y'all, let's jump into the topic. This is guest calling hour, so guests can call in. If you were impacted by the conversation on what's going on in Haiti, you can call in and talk about that. If you have anything on your chest, you're ready to detox and release, call up here. The guest calling number is 516-418-5869. That's 516-418-5869. That is the guest calling number. Again, 516-418-5869. You can call up here and talk with me live. So let's just jump into the first topic. So let's talk about energy healing. So energy healing, very detrimental. A lot of the topics, if you don't know, if you're first time listening, I'm your host, Tay Renee. I like to talk about a lot of detoxing and healing because that's what I'm all about. And I know a lot of our cultural people, our community, our society, we hold back from healing because we're afraid of it and we don't want to go through the process. So these are one of my many conversations I will have with you. So energy healing, you can heal your energy by staying away from negative people, stay away from negative surroundings or anything that doesn't vibe on your vibration. You can't heal energy by listening to certain hurts or certain music that is influential, meaningful, full of love and light, full of life, something you can relate to, encourage you to become finding your soul tribe, following your purpose. Being in tune and tapping into your spirituality, being love and light, being love and peace, being light and peace, bringing a good energetic vibration to the world, serving a purpose, tapping into your gifts, because at the end of the day, we all have a purpose. God has given us gifts and talents, and we should tap into them. If you don't know your gifts and talents, there are many ways you can tap into that. I advise you to start healing first and then call upon the universe or God, whoever you believe in, whatever your religion consists of. Tap into that, pray on it, use the manifestation journal. Journalism is good. Journaling is good, excuse me, whatever you want to call it. just writing down your thoughts, just being as positive as you can be. A lot of times people like to vent and talk in their book, but I always say if you do vent, turn it into a positive outlook, because words are spelled. So you be mindful of what you put into your journal. Again, it's okay to release. A lot of time I say when you pray, you meditate, or if you have a good support system, it's good to confide in them. Allow people to support you in many ways. That can definitely heal energy. Again, being around the right set of people or right person could definitely fill your cup. A lot of times we fill other cups and we come back half full. So don't allow people to do that. That is very energy draining. So if you have people that are vampire energy suckers, you want to get away from them. So energy healing, it takes time. But if you're wondering why you keep going through certain cycles or things ain't looking up for you, it may be something internal as well. It may not always be other people. You know, sometimes, as I said before, I say this. Sometimes we project our shit onto other people. We don't realize it because whatever that person is projecting out may show you something that you need to work on and, you know, for self. And I always talk about my experiences, and I know a lot of times people don't like to hear the truth, but my truth is my truth, and I'm going to speak it regardless. I feel like being my energy here because that's within my process. You know, everybody has their own way of coping and they have their own coping mechanism. So whatever works for you, works for you. Be a part of something big, bigger than you. I was in a situation today and I had to catch myself. And me being who I am, I always tend to be the bigger person. And I love that about me because sometimes I do have to be the bigger person. Maybe I was the one in fault. You never know. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're going to be blessed with that because that's what God wants. At the end of the day, I mean, it's hard to be the bigger person at times because you don't want to be looked at as the villain or the super villain or the bad guy. But sometimes you got to be the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? You get tired. And that's my next topic, just tired, born being tired. You know what I'm saying? You just, when you give, or you contribute, and you show love, support, and you really don't get that back, you get tired. And anybody that has been in this situation, they can relate. We tend to overgive and overextend and don't realize it because we want to help so many people. But we lose focus on helping ourselves. Now, there's nothing wrong with not being a good servant or helping people because at the end of the day, that's a part of our destiny, whether we like it or not. I love even old friends or like family members or people, strangers I meet. I've always found myself using my gifts and my talents to show them a better way. You know, again, at the end of the day, I'm not perfect, but if I've been in or I've experienced something and I was affected by it and I came out strong, I like to share my testimony. I don't always want to think people, I don't want to always make people feel that I'm pushing or forcing my beliefs onto them. I don't never want anybody to feel like that because I know I can be very strong-minded when it comes to that. But I would never want anybody to get that twisted. I believe what I believe, and people are going to believe what they want to believe. What works for me may not work for you, but I'm going to tell you my testimony. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm trying to pour it or force you to use my message or, again, go through the same process. You know, everybody's journey is different. You can't go through the same process I'm going through. And I admire somebody that takes the initiative to change. And I admire people that have respect for other people. I don't respect nobody that don't respect people that are trying to be a better them. You can't knock somebody for being a better person. And then just because you don't want to be a good person, don't fault that person for that. So it's just like, do them a favor and release yourself. Release yourself. Just be thankful for the moment and the time that y'all shared. So it's hard to let go, but it's beneficial because you may come out stronger in the end, or they may come out stronger in the end, or you guys may meet at a certain point where you need to be. You know, whoever is supposed to be in your destiny or your journey, they will be there. And whatever is meant for you will be for you. So at the end of the day, it's all based on your choices as well. You can choose who you want to be a part of your journey because we have a say-so on the choices that we make. At the end of the day, we want to rely on God, and that's a great day. But God also wants us to be independent in our choices. So, but He wants us to have discernment in it. So, be mindful of that as well. I want to shout out all the entrepreneurs and businesses out there that are doing their thing despite even through COVID. And I see a lot of businesses I follow on Instagram, and I've been seeing some new stuff. And I'm like, we really, especially when I think a lot of times when we're in pain or when we're going through something detrimental or we're in turmoil or we're going through our issues, our creativity enhances more because we have a moment or time to ourselves to kind of get on what needs to be, you know, what's our purpose. We should definitely initiate that when we're going through great things too. But a lot of times that's just how we operate. A lot of our great creativity comes from pain. I advise you, if you're at a point in your life where you're just at envy or you just can't find a way out, or you're trying to find a way out, or again, you're trying to tap into your gifts and talents, I advise you to meditate on it. Like, take the time for self. I can't stress this enough because when we take the time to shut out the noise of the outside world and what people have to say and what they got to think, I don't care. At the end of the day, everybody's going to be great. Everybody has their greatest journey. Everybody has their greatest battles. And throughout this great journey and battles, you will find out who you really are. Fuck what people have to say. Forget what people have to say because people are going to talk regardless whether they think you talked about them or not, or whether they have this subconscious where it's always their fault, or they don't like what you do. It's always going to be something like that. It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, it's going to be your truth, your journey, your process. You have to be about you. And in the midst of that, when you get out of that self-care and self-nurturing state of mind, take the time to be contribute to a selfless act. I posted about this earlier. Support somebody. This is something out of your norm. You know, do something differently than what you're normally used to. And don't always make it about a competition. A lot of times, I'm very competitive when it comes to certain things, but when it comes to people's talents and gifts, I admire it because it's very hard to think of it's very hard to come across a creation of your own because a lot of people, you know, they like to, I see a lot of people that will take certain things of what somebody already discovered or create. And again, that's nothing wrong with that. They make it, they put a little twist to it. But at the end of the day, it's the fact that you took the time to go out your way to create something that you felt near to your heart. Some people haven't found their way yet. So it's like, oh, my God, that's something I really wanted to do, but I don't want to feel like I'm copying them. A lot of times, it's never the case. You know, if we supported one another more, we wouldn't even see this competition. Again, put a little twist to it. Make it your own. I got a tea brand, and I'm sure there's a million people that do teas. Crazy people. I watch other people, not watch, but I admire other people's business pages when it comes to tea brand, because she is so, like, evolution to me. Tea is a part of who we are. It's nature. It's natural. It's been around for decades, generations, and it's not something like it was just discovered. So I wouldn't take anything personal if somebody started a something similar to your brand or something in marketing. If they put a little twist, if they had the exact same thing, then press it a little bit. You know, you have the right. If you feel like you started in some ways and they need to pay homage, that's just respect at the end of the day. It's like my platform. Whatever I discuss on my platform is my platform. Respect that. Whoever has their podcast and they talk about what they talk about, I have to respect that platform because that's their platform. I don't get to say anything of that. It's not my platform. So when it comes to business ideas and creating a lane for you, make it your own in a sense. Even if it's something that's already been passed down or you've seen 1,000 and one time, just make it your own because you don't want to be a copycat or off the exact same thing somebody else has. Be a little creative with it. If it's something that you've been wanting to do, that's okay, because a lot of times somebody already created something that we've been wanting to do. Okay, just put a little twist on it, make it your own, and be great in it, and you'll be successful. Next topic I want to talk about is finding your soul tribe. I remember I had a conversation about this with a good old friend of mine, and finding your tribe is very, very important. Right now, as I talked prior episode, we're in a shift within the universe, and we're seeing a lot of astrology taking place and a lot of scientific material being exposed about who we are. And spirituality is becoming a norm. It's always been around. Spirit has always been around. We just haven't really tapped into it in a sense until, like, let's say 2021 has been like more of a safe zone with spirituality. It's safe. Last year is more like an eye opener, like, oh wow, like, just I've heard about it, but now it's really starting to sink in. So during this journey, you know, the people that you've been around and that you've grown with and that they accept you for who you are and that you don't have to hide who you are around them, that's just, you know, you guys have a mutual and spiritual, not even just a physical, it's an emotional, it's a mental, and it's most importantly a spiritual connection with these people. You guys connect on a higher vibration. That's your soul tribe. Like a lot of these you can relate to. You may have differences in certain areas, but you'll know. It's like a spiritual thing. You'll know if that person's your soul partner, soul friend, or whatever the case may be. You guys may not always be around each other. That's another thing, too. Finding a soul tribe doesn't mean you're going to be butt buddies, okay? You're going to be... it's going to be understanding. You may intertwine with each other where you guys are best of friends. So, yeah, it's depending on the person you're connected to. But you'll know. You'll feel it. It's an energy thing as well. So just know what level planes you guys are on. You'll know if that person is just, you know, a good friend that you've been with for a long time and you guys just connect on certain services. But solely, spiritually, you'll know if that person is your soul friend or your soul mate. That's another thing I want to talk about. Probably my last topic. I've only got 4 minutes to the clock, but your soulmate. I know a lot of us are trying to find our, you know, we have a lot of the topics of the twin flame and soulmate. I advise you, this is my advice. You know, I just take my advice. In order for you to intertwine and come into union with your soulmate or your twin flame, and now with the twin flame thing is a little different because it's just another energy that, it's a part of your energy that's mirroring what the things that you need to heal. But yet, you have other theories on it. You have somebody out there that is your flame, and they're just the exact image of who you are. They mirror you. They're a reflection of who you are. And sooner down the line, you guys come into union. Soulmate is somebody that can be your companion or just someone that's just, again, level with you on a soul plane level, spiritually. It doesn't necessarily have to mean a partner. It can be, but a lot of times it's just somebody that spiritually supposed to be in your journey. So we have different layers of the twin flame and soulmate journey. The way you can understand or learn how, if you're on that journey, is by reaching out to someone that's professionally influential in that topic, because I follow a lot of people that are masters in that language. I'm going to say language. And there's like stuff you got to do to really tap into that. I don't know much about it. I just, you know, it was an energy thing with me being on that, finding out this information. It just came to me on my journey. Was it something that I just researched, just happened to like fall in my lap, and I was intrigued by it. Well, there is a such thing. So if you really think you are on a twin flame journey or a soulmate journey, I advise you to reach out to someone that's professionally in like a counselor that's professionally a professional with that. Because not everybody has the knowledge on what the soulmate twin flame journey really entails. So if you are on it, I commend you, because it's upon your healing journey, and your twin flame will mirror the things that you need to heal. A lot of people know that they are their twin flame or their other half. We've heard the twins, and we heard those things. So these are just other terminology that coexist with those terms. So it is a such thing. So, you know, make it the best journey you possibly can. Don't let it stress you out. If it becomes insane, take a step back and start going into self. Choose to love about yourself in order to receive that love back, because that's all what it's about at the end of the day. In order for any new love in the beginning or rekindle love to start or begin in your life, process that within self. Start with yourself, spread the love and the love that you want to see back from that person. Show it to yourself first, and I promise you 100% you will have that reunion love, because you are owed it. You're destined to be loved within self and from other people. So make it the best journey. You know, despite of what you're going through, you're going to win. And I'm rooting for you guys. Again, please reach out to those about the impact that happened on Haiti. You can reach out to Young J or Young J underscore. I think I'm saying it wrong. I'm so sorry. It's Young J underscore Haiti or Young J. He has some of the resources you need to contribute to help them with the cause of the earthquake in Haiti. So again, I send my condolences out to those that were affected by it. I love y'all. My show is now ending. Become your own Rose Gold and Magnolia Tribe. If you want to be a part of that, please, you can inbox me or DM me. If you want to learn how to contribute to the podcast, you can also reach out to me on my social media account. I love y'all. Have a beautiful night. Peace.